Kerevosa Gedvach, hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Gimel. And we are holding here on the bottom. I guess it's the bottom of Kuf. Beis on the Beis, about 10-15 lines up, with the two dots, right, by Anpilio, by Asak. And again, as we've been talking about the last couple of days, right, Chalitza obviously is done with the woman taking off the shoe of the Yavam. Question is, what constitutes a shoe? So we said in the Mishnah, one of the things we said is an Anpilio, a sock, is no good. So the Gemara implies that the Meimra Dampilei Lav Minalu. This implies, right, the Pasha says that a sock is not a shoe. Okay, that you probably could have told me, but luckily it doesn't count, right? It's not Nami. We have another proof from a Mishnah. This Mishnah is kind of sort of in Shkolim. It's not exactly the same text if you look over there, but it's Pasha is recording that Mishnah in Shkolim. And that, again, the halacha is that a person is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash with shoes on. So, as we'll see in a second, let's just read it, yeah? The Torah, this is not talking about someone who's giving truma, but it means the guy who is taking money from the Bet HaGavayis, from the Machzi HaShekel, right, talks about all that stuff. So someone's going in to get some money, to take some money for korbanos, whatever, so he's not allowed to go in to take the money with a pargud chofus, which means a clothing that has folds in it, like any type of place where we're concerned that he's going to hide the money. Right, Vloban Pilia is not allowed to go in with a sock. He's certainly not allowed to go in on with shoes on. Like, you can't go in shoes regardless. So, but again, the point over here is that we're listing a sock different than shoes. Meaning the reason you're not allowed to go in a sock into the base, to get this money is because you may hide money in it. Not because it's a shoe. Right, if it was a shoe, if it was a luckily a shoe, we would have listed it with the other shoes that they listed 2 seconds later. So since they listed separately, right, you see that halakhli a sock is not a shoe. Oh, but minhu, but 1 second. The Mishnah says elsewhere, or it's a brisa, Pasha says, yeah, but brisa. Echa min al v'sadal v'anpila lo yital b'hem. This is on Yom Kippur. A person allowed to walk around with different types of shoes, and including a sock. Lo mi b'ayis l'bayis lo mi mita lo mita. Right, so again, you're seeing that a sock is considered to be a shoe. So Rabbi Abaye says, the isbei the case is the sock has is like padded, and it's because of tanug. It's because of you're going to enjoy yourself. It's going to be comfortable. So the Gemara says, "I'm going to rav or what are you talking about? What kind of mishum tanug below minol?" Yom Kippur miyasiri. Well, the issue is to wear on Yom Kippur. This one of the chamesh inuyim is not to wear leather shoes. But otherwise, you're not allowed to be comfortable. What, you're not allowed to sit on a comfortable chair, right, when you're davening all day? Rabbi Bar Puna did the exact same thing. He would put cloth right on the bottom of his shoes, on the bottom of his feet. Right? It's a leather shoe thing. It's not a sock thing. Salam Rabba, no. Meaning, Lokasha can't bampila shalor, can't bampila shal bag. It depends on what it's made out of. Some people may have these leather socks, and that would be usher. That would be considered, that's usher on Yom Kippur. But we're talking about that it's not a shoe. That's where it's a regular, normal, beged, standard type of sock. And Achinami Mishtaba, that makes a lot of sense. Tegidilo Tamahachi, Kasha Yom Kippurim, Adi Yom Kippurim. If you don't say this, you have a Kasha, you have a different price about Yom Kippur, that is a stira. Right, Tanya, because we learned in a different price. So, Lo Yital El Adam, Bekur De Kisin, Pesoch Beso, Avon Matai, Luban Pilim, Pesoch Beso. A person isn't allowed to wear a Kur De Kisin, which is like a type of slipper, but you are allowed to wear socks. Well, the previous price says you can't wear socks. So, what's going on? Can you wear socks or not? So must be that, yeah, they're two different types of socks. Right? It depends on what the sock is made of. Okay, tiny kivasid Rava, sure enough, we have a brass that says like Rava. And if you're doing chalitza with a minal that is torn, nifram is torn, right, primo, right? That's we use the lashon by tearing clothing, right? So that if the shoe is torn, right, that cover chov is rov rego, but it covers most of the foot. Pesandal nifcha shemakabel is rov rego, or a sandal that is majority, right, most of it also holds most of the foot, right? Pesandal shel sham, right? If you have a sandal made out of like reeds or like grass, v'shel siv literally translates as bast. I actually have no idea what that is. Rashi says both of those are getting the grass is probably a bad translation for sham, because Rashi says over here that both of those are hard and they give proper support. So okay, fine. Bikava kitea with the foot of Rachman al-San, someone who had to cut off their foot. meaning with a wooden foot, meaning with someone who cut off someone who doesn't have a foot. Bamok, which is felt. Besmichas areglayim, with some sort of we'll see in a second. Besmichas areglayim is something that they would wrap around. It's almost like, if you can imagine, like rollerblades. You know, your kid wears shin guards. So that's almost it's almost like that, if I'm not mistaken, because it's for someone who, Rahman al-Salam, couldn't walk, so they used to pull themselves along with their arms and kind of drag their feet behind them. So it's kind of like shin guards, if you can imagine. Right, again, Ampile Shalor is this leather sock, and Chutz Min HaGadol, if you do Chalitza, from a gadol, right, from a, that's, you know, only Bim Yosha Bim Mutev, right, whether he's however he's standing, I have a chalitz min asuma, or someone who's blind, chalitz azrik shared. In all these cases, right, and then the key line that we want for us, and obviously we'll analyze the rest of it later, but the key line we want for us is an apilia shalor. It's a leather sock, so that chalitz is good, right, meaning that's halachically considered to be a shoe. Of minol hanifram she'en chofes rov rego, v'sandal hanifcha she'en mekal rov rego, but if you have any of those types of torn shoes that do not cover most of the foot, it was mikas hayadayim, or if you use the thing that this cripple guy used to propel himself along on the hands, meaning that he the supports for his hands that he uses, right? Or if the sock is made out of beged, chalitz is min hakatan, or the guy is a katan, so then chalitz is a psula, then it's no good. Okay, right. Kavikite amani. Who's the guy who holds that you can do chalitza with this wooden foot, right? It's the guy that kind of puts a wooden shoe right on the bottom of his leg. So that's Rabbi Meir. The Tanya is with the Tanan with another Mishnah. Right? Kiteya yotze bekaf shalov. The Rabbi Meir. This is the context of Shabbos. Right? Is this wooden foot that an amputee, right? Kind of, that's the word I was looking for. An amputee who doesn't have a foot, right? He goes out in this wooden foot. Is that considered to be carrying on Shabbos or not? So Rabbi Meir said it's mutter. Right, that because it's considered to be a shoe, right? And that's therefore this halacha that he's allowed to, the yavama is allowed to take off the shoe, the wooden foot. Rabbi Yossi Omer ben Pila shel beged Rabbi Yossi Oser, I'm sorry, not Omer but Oser. Rabbi Yossi says that it's Oser, and he holds that it would be carrying on Shabbos. Ben Pila shel beged Aser l'Rabbanan. The second price, part of the price, right? When we're talking about Ben Pila shel beged, right? When we said that the regular sock is no good, that's the Chachamim. And therefore, the problem is that we just said it was Rabbi Meir in the ratios. Meaning, so the part that we said all this stuff is kosher, that's Rabbi Meir. And the end of it, when we said on Pili Shal Beged, that's the Chachamim. All right, so who is the Brisa that we just quoted? That whole long Brisa, right, that we just quoted to support Rava, right, who is the author of that Brisa? So I'm a Rabbi, me the Sefer Rabbanan, Reshinami Rabbanan. And it must be that all of it is the Rabbanan, right? And therefore, Reshim and Chupa Or, it must be when you're talking about, right, that the wooden foot, right, this foot this guy is wearing, right, if you, that Rabbi Yossi said it was also, that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir, said you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos, must be talking about it's wearing leather. The bottom of it has leather, and therefore it is halachically a proper shoe. Amalei Rava says, but what do we mean? If it doesn't have that leather bottom, so then what's the halacha? Then pause. Then Pasha says, again, you can tell me it's possible. So Yachi, if that's true, that's time to save him. So why do you even mention, right, the sock, the regular plain sock? You should just have that case by that. You should have the machlokas by that case itself. You should just qualify that. If when can you use that guy's shoe, or the guy's wooden shoe, only if it's covered with leather. It's Allah Marab, meaning that it doesn't make sense. You would have brought another case. You could have just explained the machlokas with the same case you started with. It's Allah Marab. Rabbi said, "The ratio Rabbi Meir, save an Rabbi Meir." Actually, the whole price is Rabbi Meir. Aye, so why? So why is the sock no good for chalitza? If you tell me that a wooden shoe is good for a chalitza, so why wouldn't a sock be good for chalitza? So high megan, high low megan. So because the foot, the wooden foot for the guy who lost his leg, so that'll protect him. Right, it's a proper proper protection. But a sock doesn't do anything. Right, you step in mud, the sock gets all dirty. It's not you stub your toe, etc. So the sock is not going to provide protection, and therefore. It's not considered to be a halakhically issue. Amar Meir, Emeimar, Hai, Man, the Cholitz, Tzarech, Lemidchase, Lekare. The guy who's doing Cholitza needs to be pressing his legs, his feet, right on the ground. Didn't we have a brisa? When in the brisa we just quoted, the guy can be in any position. So what do you mean he has to be pressing his foot down? I mean, that seems to imply he has to be standing. So the question is, aim lo olam the dach is lakari. They really know he has to be pressed. Lakari usually means his lower legs, usually we're bowing down. Unless that's a different word, I take it back. Anyway, it's the same shorish, but it's Aramaic. I take it back. Anyway, aim lo olam the dach is lakari. Really. You're pushing your foot down, right, on the ground, right, regardless of how you're sitting, right, it needs to be the woman who kind of takes off the shoe, not the fact that, you know, this guy is kind of like, my kids are running around and, like, tossing their shoes as they run because the shoes are slipping off, right? No, you have to be pressing the foot to the ground so that it's actually the woman who's taking off the shoe. Vamar Ameya Meimar says, Hai man de maski al lichta de kare lo chalitz. If a guy's walking on the top of his foot, he's not allowed to do chalitza. This is Rachman Al-Tzal, a situation where a guy has his foot is upside down, some sort of weird deformity, where the top of the foot is where it's what he walks on, meaning the foot is literally inverted. So I'm a layer of Asher Damim, I have a Tanya. One second, didn't we say in the Brisa that some clothes are reclined, love the chalitz bo'ihu, some clothes are reclined, that if you're using these things that the guy, the cripple, right, kind of drags himself along, that's good, but it doesn't that imply that that's what we're doing over here, but that it is good. I mean, so the Gemara says, "Lo, the oyv lay la'acher." No, the case is, some normal guy with shoes, right, with feet, is using these types of protections on his feet. The chalitz, and that's what she's doing chalitz with. So Amar Ravashi, Rashi says, "The mind to Kamar Abaye lav bar uva chalitz, the lav bar kipuv chalitz." Right, according to this, right, none of these guys are able to do chalitz because apparently their feet are upside down. Rachman Alitzlam. Fine. That was, if you remember, that Rashi says over here that was that Gemara towards the Ma'am Moikatan where they were annoying Rav Ashi, right? And then they had this weird, you know, thing happen to them that their feet became turned upside down. Okay. Minar Kova Lamata, right? We said if you do chalitza from the knee and down. Excuse me. So then, the chalitza is fine. So Rashi says, "He one second. It doesn't say reglaim, regalim that prat lebali kavin. This is halacha that you have to be all the regal, excluding people who have their feet rachman l'tzlan chopped off, and they're using these wooden type of feet, right? So again, if you tell me that they're not supposed to be all the regal, apparently that's not regal, right? Regalim. I said reglaim, but because we're talking about reglaim here, but really it says regalim. That's what we're saying here. That it means feet, right? You have to have actual feet." So we see that feet are required here. That apparently that's not part of the top of the leg is not the leg, meaning that the feet they need actual feet. So Gemara says Shaniach the Ksiv Me'al Raglo and Ekonami. But here the pasuk says special extra pasuk that they have to take the shoe off of the guy's foot. And therefore, since we have that extra pasuk, so it's talking about the area above the foot. So Gemara says Iach, if that's true, okay, Lamayla Min Harkuvinami. So why do you stop at the knee? Right? What about above the knee? Right, so says me'al, v'lo me'al de me'al. So again, above the foot, and not above the foot. So okay, so using from the area of the shin. Samra papa shmamino hai istavira ad ara nachis the ankle right goes down to the foot, meaning that's part of the foot. Isagadaitach mifsek pasik and havaleiu me'al v'shoka me'al de me'al. Because if you tell me that it wasn't part of the foot, so then the me'al would include the ankle. Right, and then me'al de me'al would be where you have the quads. No? Is that the calf underneath? I don't know. Below the knee. Meaning, from the fact that the ankle is not an extra part, right, we see that the ankle is part of the foot, because above the foot is considered to be from the knee to the ankle, right, as opposed to above the foot being the ankle, and then above being the knee to the ankle. Right, so that would leave me out. So the Ravash says, no, I don't like that drush so much because I feel the table mifsa posik. You can tell, really, you could even say that the ankle is part, you know, considered to be the part right above. And called the behadi kara dummy, and everything that's connected to the foot is like the foot. And that doesn't mean that the whole leg is like the foot, but anything that's kind of part of the foot, right? Again, we know that the foot is, you know, the ankle is part of the foot. I don't know, I'm not even sure how to describe that medically, but okay, whatever, fine. That's what he says. Minar Kovo Lamala, right, again, if you do the chalitza from above the knee, the shoe for whatever reason is above the knee, right? As Rashi said, if you remember, there's a machlokas there, what exactly he's talking about, but let's just say Rashi, that the guy had his leg cut off, and all he's got is something tied to above the knee, so that's not a good chalitza. So most of Rav Kana says, but what I mean, the Pasuk says, Uvishil Yosai, Yosai Shmi Bein Raglel. We're going to see, we're going to try to analyze and try to reject the fact that regalim, or reglayim, right, means lower legs. Again, we're assuming, right, we'll see that it seems like the regel is in these psukim that we're going to say, right, is talking about the upper part of the thigh, closer to the hip. So that would seem to imply that it should be kosher if you do chalitza with a shoe that's tied to the leg that's above the knee. So here that's talking about the shil yisah, right, this is what this is talking about, right, from the, this is in the Tochacha, that the bad things will happen, right, again, with the things that come out between Rachman and a woman's, you know, a woman's legs, where the kids will be, have big problems. And Shil Yusa is not a kid, it's the stuff that comes afterwards, right, the placenta, whatever. So Rabbi Bishasha Koras Lele Noetzes Akveh Abir Chusel Avil Ledes. Rabbi says, when a woman gives birth, right, their thighs and the lower part of their legs are usually kind of the same place, right, if you can imagine that position, where they're usually next to each other, so she can kind of push the baby out. Okay, Toshma, fine. Lo Yasa Raglav Lo Asa Shvamo. This is talking about Mipi Boshes, that he was upset about David, so he didn't trim his moshes or his legs, right? He didn't shave the hair in the lower area. Yeah, he's just trying to speak in kosher language, but really, you know, really, it's not what's it called? It's not right. Inechanami, meaning it's regal, means a foot. So he's trying to say, right, the feet, but it wasn't meaning. It wasn't trying to say the feet, but it didn't want to say that again. That he didn't shave around his kind of pubic area and around the upper thighs. So it just said his feet, but really it means feet. But it just used it over here to imply something else. And we're going to see that's the answer for all these, the rest of them, that they just wanted to say something. It didn't really mean. It doesn't really mean the upper thighs. It just means lower legs. But they just wanted to use that so it would talk in a kosher language. Toshmav Ivosha Ola Sechas Raglav, again, that's talking about Shaul tried to, that's talking, Raglav is his urine. So, again, Lishna Ma'alya is just talking about a clean language over here. Toshma Achme Sechas Hu Es Raglav Bechadar HaMikra, right, that also talking about urine. So Lishna Ma'alya, okay, fine, Bein Ragla, which we can analyze in a second, that's where Sisra fell between Yael's legs. So again, Mishnah Lishna Ma'alya, it's also trying to be a cultural language. And now, just on that last one, Amar Yochanan Sheva Bilos Balos Arasha Boso Yom. Again, if you remember the story, Sisra ran away from Barak and Devorah, and he ended up in the tent of Yael, and Yael killed him by driving a stake through his head. But first, you know, to kind of make, you know, I guess convince him that nothing was wrong and everything would be fine, right? So, as the Gemara says right now, that they actually had seven bias together. Shnama, as the Pasuk says, Ben Raglah Kara Nafal Shachav, right? Ben Raglah Kara Nafal, Ba'asher Kara Sham Nafal Shadut, right? Again, if you say Kara Nafal Shachav, right? If you count those, right, there's seven times, right? So, I mean, it says one of those words. So those, apparently there were seven times. The Gemara says, I have a Kamitanya Ba'avera, but how does it work? How could she do this, right? She's getting Hana from the Avera. Right, so she, again, she was saving Am Yisrael basically by killing. That was the Russia that was destroying them. So that's not the Shaila here. The Shaila is how could she do it in that manner because she was getting Hana. So Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Mishum Vayochai, Kol Tov Asin Shal Rishayim, Ra He Itzal Tzadikim. Any goodness for the Rishayim is bad for the Tzadikim. So she wasn't. She was disgusted the whole time. She wasn't enjoying herself. She was disgusted. Right, if you look at Rashi, she says, "Sonin Harishayim the Kotzim Nefesh Tzadik Ba'Nasim." Right, their soul, they're disgusted by when the Goyim, when the Rishayim. Not the goyim, not goyim, or not necessarily rishayim, but when the rishayim might get pleasure, so the tzaddikim are disgusted. Right, so they're hilchach lav hana. He's therefore there. She wasn't actually having hana. Shema's pasuk says she shamer lechop and daber Yaakov b'tov ha'ra. Kosh Baruch Hu told Lavan not to speak Yaakov good or bad. Right, when Lavan ran after Yaakov after he escaped with his wives and his cattle and his sheep, etc. So Lavan ran after him. Right, that's where they had the bris, Igar Sadusa, right, Galed. So Lavan said to Kosh Baruch Hu said to Lavan, don't talk to him. Don't say anything bad to him. And don't say anything good to him. So Gemara says, Bishlam Arai, I understand why Hashem didn't want Lavan to threaten him or say anything mean or bad or whatever, because the Chayyim makes a lot of sense. Right? Because obviously, right, we don't want Lavan to intimidate Yaakov, and that would annoy him. Ela Tovim, I love, but why can't Lavan say, you know, tell him about, I don't know, some sort of nachas he got from his grandkids or something. I don't know. Tell the Shmaminot, it wasn't Shol Rishayim, Ra, he ate Tzatzalikim. So you see that Yaakov would not have enjoyed, if his Lavan was happy, his enjoyment was bad, was Ra for the Tzadikim. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Bishlam HaHasam, I understand over there by Lavan and Yaakov, by Dilma Midkar Le Shema Devotus Kachavim. Right, we don't want Lavan, right, Lavan, the equivalent for Lavan, to say, Baruch Hashem, my kids have grown up so nicely. Lavan would have said, I don't know, Baruch Habal or whatever. He would have praised the Avodah Zarah. So that would have obviously bothered Yaakov tremendously. That we don't want. But here, my Ra'ika. But what's bad that's happening? Again, it seems to imply that there's some sort of Israel, some sort of problem going on over here. Meaning, so the Gemara says, the guy Shadi Lay by Zuma. I mean, what bad was happening to Yael? Yes, okay, sister's having a good time. That's annoying. But the implication is there's Ra for Tzadikim. There's something bad happening to them right at the same time. So what's going on over there? So the Kashade Bezuama. So fascinating kind of agadata, quick hitting agadata over here, that because he would have put some sort of impure, aura, or not some Zuama is like, almost like, you imagine Zuama nowadays, like, I think in modern Hebrew is like smoke, but Zuma, the Gemara language, is like more spiritual. Like some sort of impure stuff here. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says, "B'shash shavar nachash al chava hitil bazuma." That the Medrash Chazal explained the Gemara, the Midrashim, I talk about that the snake didn't merely convince Chava to have some fruit. Right, he actually somehow had beer with her. So the moment he did that, he put some sort of impure zach, impure zuma into her. Right, and he shosh andu al arsinai pasku zuma son. And Bnei Israel, when they stood by arsinai, they got rid of it. Right, and but over Kachavim Shalom do Abar Sinai Lopos Kazumazan, but the Goyim didn't. They still had it. So again, Tapasha says, it was some sort of Chazal talk about impurity when a person eats treif as well. So it's a similar idea. That was the bad that was happening to Yah. Okay, fine. If you do chalitza, that's not his shoe, right? A guy walks in with a couple of shoes, right? And borrowed his friend's shoes. So, I think if I'm not mistaken, the Beis Din has like chalitza shoes. I'm not sure. I've never seen that, but I think they do. Anyway, but if you use another, a different guy's shoe, so that it is, that's fine. That's totally fine. It's not totally fine, but it is kosher. Tanur Rabbanan under the bright sun. Now, lo, right? When the pasuk says, meaning that she should take off the, where is it? That pasuk. It's important to find it because they're going to say a different pasuk right after that. Right, he has to take his shoe off. Right, so inli ela na'alo. Right, you have to take his shoe. So na'al shall call other minayin. How do you know that other shoes are fine? Talmud lomar na'al. Right, as the pasuk says, right, v'nikras shemo b'Yisrael beis chalutz ha'na'al. Right, that it says na'al as well. That any other shoe, na'al nikol makom, any type of shoe. So where it says imkei matam, not any type of shoe, any person's shoe. Imkei matam alom na'alo. Okay, but if it's anyone's shoe, so what do you have to say? It's his shoe. So the Gemara says, Na'alo aroyulo. It has to be a shoe for him. I mean, it's fit for him. That fits him. Right, excluding two types of shoes. Right, one that's too big, one that's too small. Right, and also excluding the type of sandal that has no ekev. It's a heel, but it means a bottom, meaning it has no, there is no support. That shoe is no good. Abai Avakav Akai Kameh de Rav Yosef. Abai was children of Rav Yosef, and Asai Yivama Lachotz. So Yivama came and Amarle, so Rav or who said to who? Not sure. Amarle, Havle Sandlich. So he said, okay, give him your shoe. So Yavle Sandlich, the smaller. So he gave him the left shoe. So that's, we'll see. Obviously, not, again, we'll see as Rashi says over here, yeah? That, where's that Rashi? Where is it? Oh, yeah, it's up top. Right, like three lines down, the skinny lines. Kimechavin avad the lo sphere lay la bay, the sandal she inshallah mutter la chachila. Again, he was trying to test him. Right, he didn't hold that there was chalitza. Yeah, it's not la chachila, but he wanted to see what he would. Okay, so meaning Abai said to Rav Yosef. Or other way around. Rav Yosef said to Abai, and then Abai gave him the left shoe. So Amalei said to him, so Rav Yosef said back to him, Emet Amar Rabbanan Di'evet, the Chachila Mi'amar. He says, yeah, okay, but what's this? The left shoe is only good with the Evet. So Amalei, so Abaye said back to him, yeah, good. But Yehachi said, Ein Shalo Nami. But it's the same halacha if it's not his shoe. You're asking me to give him my shoe, right? Which is not good b'di'evet. So I gave him a b'di'evet shoe. What do you want from me? So Amalei said to him, no, halchi kamalei. Rav Yosef meant that hav lei ve'aknilei. No, give it to him and let him acquire it. Let him be kona it. Matana amanas lahachzir. Right, they should give it back. Okay, fine. Fine. Good. So sandal shall eat a wooden shoe is good. So mantana, who she does that? Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Meir. Again, it's Rabbi Meir, as we've been seeing before. Tetzana kite yotze mikav shalo. Right, it's before that someone who has Rachman Aslam lost his foot, right, he can use this wooden shoe on Shabbos, and it's considered to be an actual shoe. Div Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi Oser. Okay, fine. We saw that before. Avu l'Shmuel Omer b'mechupa or Rabbi Divrei Kol. Again, as we saw before, right? No, actually, it's a case where the shoe has leather on the bottom, and everybody agrees that it's fine. Amar Rav Papi Mishmeder Rava. Now, okay, a little bit of a background here. On Tzaras, that there are two potential stages of Tzaras. Tzaras, a person gets Tzaras, gets tricked by the Kohen. If it's absolutely, definitely 100% Tzaras, so then he becomes what's called a Mitzora Mukhlat, which is a definite Mitzora. If he's not sure, so then this, the guy becomes what's called a Mitzora Muskar, which is a Suffolk Mitzora, and he waits 7 days, and then he gets examined by the Kohen again. Now, that also is true of clothing and houses. And slightly different halachas, but yeah, basically that is true for clothing and houses. So that is going to be the topic of our situation, of the rest of the daf. Well, not so much till the end, basically we're going to, you know what, let's read it and it'll become clear. So Amar Papi, Meshmei Derava, right, sandal hamuskar. Now this is a Suffolk, right, it's a Suffolk sandal that has Suffolk tzaras on it. Lo tachlus bo, vim chol tzachalitza zakshera. Now you shouldn't do chalitza with it, but if you did, so then it's fine. Sandal hamuchlat though, but if it's a sandal that definitely has tzaras, and the halacha is that you have to destroy it, just like a house, right? You have to destroy that sandal, so then there needs no purification process like a person. Lo tachlos bovim chalitza chalitza psula. If you do use it for chalitza, then it is no good. Yeah, that's not actually a shoe, right? That's if you'll see, if you look at Rashi, right, mukhla chalitzas apsula, right, delasrefa koi, because you have to burn it. Vanan shiru binan. Again, why is it no good? It's not because it's not considered to be a halachic shoe. It's considered as if it's halachically has to be burned, and it's considered as if it doesn't exist. So it's lacking a shear. It's not big enough, right? Ironically enough, right? It's not the proper shear. So I'm Rav Papa Mishmei Derava. Rav Papa Mishmei Derava Amar. Echad sandal muskar, echad sandal mukhlat. Right, lo tachlis bo v'mchatzah chalitzah zuk shera. So Rav Papa says in the name of Rava, right? That was Rav Papi in the name of Rava. Right here, this is Rav Papa in the name of Rava. So he says that actually no, that regardless of whether the shoe has taras, safek, or vadai, either way it's good. Either way you can do chalitza with that shoe. Right, we don't care about the fact that it technically has to be burned later on, destroyed later on. Maisvei, so I'm going to ask you a question. This is a question on Rav Papi. Buy some muskar. If you have a house that is has suffix taras on it, metame bitocho is metame from inside but not from outside. Meaning if you touch the inside, then it can become tame, but if you touch the outside, so then it's going to be fine. But mukhlat, if it's a definite taras, so then mitocho meachorov, then it's tame, right, inside and out. And both of them are mitame if someone goes inside of it, okay? Okay, now the question is, we assume that something that has taras, vadai, it's as if it's destroyed. Right, what do you mean? For a person who comes into the house, as if the house doesn't exist. Right? You're telling me if the shoe has definite tzaras, kordura puppy, so it's not allowed to do chalitza with it because as if it doesn't exist, because you have to burn it. Well, the house too. Right? If it has definite tzaras, right, the house doesn't exist. You have to burn it. You have to destroy it. Right? So it shouldn't even be metami. It's Gemara says, shiny house, damakrov, and asat zabais. Right, because that, yeah, in economy, but that has a special pasuk. It says you have to destroy the house. Afilu b'shas netitza karubayis. Right, and even when it's about to be destroyed, it still has the status of the house. Tashma, bring another proof against your puppy. It's a matlis. Matlis is a piece of clothing. Right, this we had earlier in Maseches, where we have the Tuman Tara stuff. Was that in Pesachim? I don't remember. Okay, fine, Beseder. Either way, if you have the, or maybe by Erevin, Pashas. Okay, all right, either way. Maseches Shabbos also could be, now I'm just stabbing at Maseches and Moed. All right. Right, Pashas, oh yeah, it must have been in Shabbos, because we're talking about whether you can carry it and whether, okay. Vaiter. Matel She'eshbo Shalosh HaShalosh. If you have a piece of clothing or a piece of cloth that is 3x3, this is etzbos, right? That is the smallest shear that can be mekabel tumah, and it has tzaras. So afal pisha ain bo kezayis, meaning it doesn't have kezayis. Or kivush neklas ruba levayis atar tamayu. Right, the moment it goes into a tar house and makes a tamay, now my love mechotas, does not imply that it's a definite tzaras, and therefore it's as if it exists. Gemara says lo muskaras, it must be that it has suffik tzaras. Gemara says, but iachi, if that's true, if it's suffik tzaras, emaseifa. What about the second part of the brisa? Havu ba kama zesim, if it's many kazesim, meaning it's thick, it's a thick piece of cloth, like a thick carpet or something. Kevin shenichna, again, it's 3x3, but it has some depth to it. Yeah, it's kevin shenichna asmimenu kazayis the bezatar tzimu. Right, the moment you have a kazayis, it's a metame a house if it what goes in there. So iamis bishlama muchletas hainadis kishlames. If you tell me it's definite tzaras, I understand that's why it's considered to be a mace. It's considered to be why that's like a kazayis shalames. Right, and it goes into a house. It's like a tumas oel. You can be matame over there. Eli iam is musgeres. Right, my is kishlames. But if you tell me if it's a suffik, right, why should it be considered to be just like a mace? Right, someone who has tzaras is considered to be right is alnatzki kamace. Right, like, that's what we're talking about. Miriam she had tzaras, but it's only if you definitely have tzaras. So the Gemara says shani also don't makra v'saraf is a beged in ekonami. But the pasuk says you should burn the clothing and afilu b'shas straif a kari beged. Even if you have to destroy it, it's considered to be a piece of clothing, a piece of cloth. So Gemara says okay, v'ligmar minei. So now you have two sources that tell me that even when you have to burn something, right, it's considered to have the same status as what it was. So now why don't we do that over here? We assume that why don't we assume that the shoe with tzaras on it, right, is still considered to be a luchli shoe even though you have to destroy it. So Gemara says yeidechanami, but isr mitumah lagar minan. Yeah, so those two cases are halachas of tumah. Tumah, there's no logic or reason why you can apply the tumah. This is the realm of isr v'hater, right? Whether it's mutar or asr, whether you can do halacha, right? There's a different realm of halacha. Right? There's certain different realms of halacha that you can't necessarily learn one from another. Right? You have tumah tara on one hand, you have isr v'hater on the other hand, and they don't necessarily meet in the middle. So just because something is true by tumah tara doesn't necessarily mean something would be true of isr v'hater and allow you to use a shoe that is supposed to be burned, right, for chalitza. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.